Tommy in Mont Bellevue writes to us. He's been listening to you for many years, and he's building a new home in Arkansas. And he says he's used many of your tips in the house. And he's one of the things he did is he had the contractor run return airs to both bedrooms and into the loft. The contractor thought he was crazy. He says he went straight to our water. He had a water problem. He went to Aquatech. He wanted to thank you. But why, for those who may think it's crazy to run so many returns, Tom, why does one run all those returns?
Well, why does one not?
Posit that one, dear sir. Yes.
It's standard practice today. Mm-hmm. So it bothers me that a contractor would say, I've never seen this before, or we don't do it this way down in this mountain, or whatever they're going to say. But you need to mix the air into the system through the mm-hmm. house, and it gives you more even airflow, and it gives you a more even temperature distribution throughout the house.
As my wife,
can't imagine why someone would say that's not good today. Now, 30 years ago, it wasn't done, but today mm-hmm. it's done almost in every home.
Sandy would say right now she wants to circle back to something you said earlier, which is that you were talking about zones of the air conditioning earlier, how you had zone one, zone two. We're in, you said,
of the country.
We're in zone three down here. So up in Arkansas, he would be,
zone two.
So the rules would still apply for return air up there?
Well, you're not talking about SEER ratings and stuff like we were talking about earlier.
Right.
You're talking about air distribution, static pressures. I mean, you can get Rick on the show and he'll talk an hour of this stuff, but it's still the same. It's a heating system.
In fact, he did last week.
I know he did. But even if it's a heating system and you are in New Hampshire, you still want even distribution. And people are always complaining, hey, one room's hot, one room's too cold. It's just static pressure is what you're dealing with.